This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer in technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. He added that the country's growth in technology is not linear but exponential. The Prime Minister said this after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupees worth of Research Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build a modern ecosystem of innovation in the country.
हमने रिसर्च डेवलपमेंट इनोवेशन स्कीम भी शुरू की है और इसके लिए 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए की राशि तय की गई है। हमारा प्रयास है कि प्राइवेट सेक्टर में भी रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट को बढ़ावा मिले। पहली बार हाई रिस्क और हाई इंपैक्ट प्रोजेक्ट के लिए कैपिटल भी उपलब्ध कराई जा रही है।
Election fever has gripped Bihar as campaigning for the first phase of assembly polls ends tomorrow evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. Top leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, are holding back-to-back rallies across the state to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Saharsa and Katihar. Mr. Modi said when the NDA government came to power in 2014, it launched a campaign to restore the glory of Nalanda. He said the government has allocated over 2,000 crore rupees in past decade to build a magnificent campus for Nalanda University. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a public rally in Sitamani. He said the NDA government has taken several steps in the past decade to end terrorism in the country. RJD leader and Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed an election rally in Bhojpur. In Rajasthan, the death toll in the tragic dumper accident in Jaipur has reached 14. Five people are reported to be critically injured and are undergoing treatment at SMS Hospital in Jaipur. The accident took place this morning on Sikar Road when a speeding dumper truck went out of control and rammed into several vehicles, including cars and motorcycles. The impact was so severe that many vehicles were completely crushed. Police have arrested the driver, who was reportedly under the influence of alcohol at the time of the incident. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to mishap in Jaipur, Rajasthan. In a social media post, the President conveyed condolences to the families who have lost their loved ones in this heart-wrenching incident and prayed for the swift recovery of those who have been injured. Prime Minister Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Mr. Modi also wished speedy recovery of the injured. 19 people have been killed in a road accident in Telangana when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at the Mirzaguda Khanpur Road near Chivilla in Rangareddy district this morning. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the tragic road accident. In Afghanistan, at least 20 people were killed and over 500 injured after a powerful earthquake with a magnitude of 6.3 struck northern part of the country last night. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expressed his condolences over the loss of lives due to earthquake in Afghanistan's Balkh, Samangan and Baghlan provinces. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he has spoken with his Afghan counterpart, Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaki, this afternoon to convey his condolences. President of Valencia, Carlos Mazón, has announced his resignation, bowing to intense public fury and political pressure over his administration's handling of the deadly floods which devastated the region over a year ago. Congratulatory messages are pouring in for the Indian women's cricket team on winning their maiden World Cup. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have congratulated Team India on their remarkable victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.